Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning. It's the Common Sense Club with your host, Leon Francis, and a very familiar voice to the commonsensical among us. Here he is, the potentate of patriotism, the commissar of common sense, Mark the Freedom. Probably shouldn't have used commissar, right?
No, you don't. Our Constitution says we shall not confer titles of nobility such as czar and commissar and Prince Obama.
Prince Obama. We got tons of czars now.
And all of them are unconstitutional. Every one of their duties needs to be approved specifically by the Congress, and secondly, their very job needs to be approved if it's czar level.
Wow, right out of the gate with common sense, man.
Well, I'm doing the constitutional gig on Sunday.
And maybe we can weave a little bit of that into the show. Just a little bit, you think?
Well, it's the greatest constitution in the world, of, by, and for the people.
I agree. And sometimes, you know, we... I think about some of the grassroots folks that went to Bismarck, and one of the gals emailed me and said, you know, she never felt so like they did not want them there. You know, and these are the public servants. And I'm not going to get too hot and heavy on it, you know, right out of the gate and everything. I want to go to something that really cheesed my grits, man. And I want some feedback on this. 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. Extension 1, you should leave it on the rant line. I've done that from time to time, you know. I had a lot on my heart. And just called in, hit option 1, and just kind of left a 5-minute rant, you know.
Of course, those are hard for us to transmit.
Yeah.
You know, a 1-minute rant is better edit, and then you got a better chance of being on air.
Right. See, you should have told me that before I left that 15-minute rant.
But I've noticed your concision is really good. I really appreciate your radio persona, man. You're doing a great job.
Good deal. It's the fro, man. That's what
I like
all
it.
About.
You know, your face looks longer. You look something.
Does it?
I'm serious. You're symmetrical.
It elegate my face?
It elegates you.
Elegates. Just hanging out with Mark brings out the big collegey words in me. you see what you do to me right there,
I'm
man?
Sorry.
No, you're fine. The thing that cheesed my grits is this. So, I'm watching President Obama. He's giving the speech there for the National Prayer Breakfast. And
did he have a favorite Bible verse he shared?
It was from the Quran.
But I thought so.
No, I'm kidding. But at first, you know, everything is great. I'm like, wow, you know, it's pretty cool, pretty good. And then he gets to bashing Christianity. And seriously, I know this isn't a Christian thing to think, but I wanted to reach to the TV and face punch the guy.
No.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Kind of soft, right? Oh,
not soft, man. I mean, full on, five knuckle, right to the front of the forehead. No, I'm kidding.
You gotta back off a
little. I'm kidding, man. I'm telling you, when my grits are cheese, it ain't a good morning.
No.
So there you go. But. So I'm listening to him.
And he was going back to the Inquisition, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I'm like, we're talking about, and I get it, you know, what's going on in the world today? We need a little divine intervention, you know. I think we need folks with level heads going forward, you know, because if it was left up to somebody like me or the president of Jordan, you know, we go through there just, you know, kicking in doors and rousting them out. And I think we need a little bit of that, too. But for Obama to say, you know, in our own country, slavery and blah, 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 how is that relevant? How is it relevant, man? I mean, for what's going on right now today, what's with liberals? They want to drag us back, kicking and screaming to our past mistakes that have been rectified.
And how are they rectified? By the insistence of the Christians that true equality comes from God, and we lost more youth in the Civil War than any other time, and they had a great revival. The blood, and mostly Christian blood, even on both sides,
yeah.
Man.
Hey, mostly Christian blood?
Mostly Christian blood.
Yeah, tons. And you got President Obama sitting there. He's talking about slavery. He's talking about, you know, the Spanish Inquisition and all of that stuff. He doesn't say that it was the good Christian hearts of those Union soldiers that thought that slavery was wrong and they paid the ultimate price with their blood.
That's right.
And that sort of, he doesn't say that. What he does is he tries to, and his exact words were, knock us off our high horse, or in case we got on our high horse, you know, we have a kind of messy history and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but what are we doing now?
Well, what we're doing now is trying to turn all Christian children in public education into stepchildren,
right.
Inferiors. The yeah. great systematic prejudice in America is anti-Christian.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what. President FDR, not your icon of conservative tyranny, is he? He gave every single soldier standing there around their chaplain across at D-Day a New Testament.
Ah.
Every one of them.
Good
That's
deal.
FDR. Okay? So they huddled with mostly Christians, some rabbis, but they huddled for prayer before they launched into the iron horror of Normandy.
Okay.
Not to secure France for America, not to annex Berlin, but to free the slaves of Nazism and to save the entire Jewish race.
Right.
Christian blood again,
yeah.
Being led by a professing Christian FDR.
Yeah. And see, again, that's profound. Say, President Obama, if he's going to stand there and denigrate Christians, you know, and try to knock us down a peg in his own words, when you do that, you also, like, when he brings up slavery, which happened, you know, umpteen years ago and whatever, and I think we've moved well past that. Why doesn't he say, you know, and in the Muslim faith, they still have slaves?
Right.
They still have slaves.
The biggest perpetrator of slavery on earth is
right.
the Muslim faith.
Yeah, and so why don't you, you know, I don't know, maybe it was just me. I was just incensed
I
saw that. When I heard that, it cheesed my grits, man. And I figured I had to come on before I just exploded. And you see, I got my red fleece on. That means this is my go-to-war fleece right now.
I got my red eagle on.
I'm kidding. I don't know. It was something that really just got me. It upset me. And maybe it shouldn't have. Maybe my blood pressure is up unnaturally high for some other reason. But that really got me going this morning. Bob out in Grafton, you know, did it get you going like it did me? Am I making too much of this thing?
Hey, how you doing, Leon? Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, listen, no, you're not. And, you know, my grits were cheese, too. You know, I tell you, it's just comical that this uneducated, grossly uneducated, historically president makes comments like this. You know, that tip Laura Ingraham last night on O'Reilly, you know, he failed to mention with the Crusades that was a defensive move against the aggression of the Arabs. You know, he never mentions that. This president is so anti-Christian in his policies and rhetoric that I just can't get over it. He speaks
yeah.
pompous words against the Most High God and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And with this measles, you know, in 2000, the CDC declared measles eradicated. Well, what's changed in the last 15 years? We've still been vaccinating our kids all this time. Well, what's changed is all the unvaccinated, undocumented children that are flooding our borders.
Whoa, Bob.
They were dispersed throughout the educational system in our country.
Hey, Bob, you know, I understand what you're saying now, but we can't do that. That's not being PC. We can't, you know, that's too commonsensical to go over the airwaves. I mean, yeah, you got a big measles outbreak, and what happened a couple months prior to that outbreak? We had a border full of kids that weren't vaccinated, that came from third world living conditions, and we're not supposed to mention that. We're supposed to forget that ever happened, because that's just common sense. Right. Are you kidding me?
Sometimes I know common sense, it hurts some people, you know. They got to take a couple of Advil or Aleve or something there before you hit them with some common sense. But
no, that's why they're pushing for the cannabis, man. They need something stronger than the whole... No, I'm kidding.
They need something loopier than beer.
And another thing that just really irritates me, Leon and Mark, is you know, this cake maker out there in Oregon getting sued because they refused to make a cake for a gay wedding. Well, what happened to their religious rights? You know, Mark, you can quote the Constitution there about how Congress shall make no laws establishing a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But
hey, Bob,
that every anti-discrimination law they make discriminates against Christians.
Absolutely, and we're going to discuss that later on in the show. Thanks for your call.
Thanks,
Bob. Craig in Fargo, hang on the line or call back in. We'll be right back with Blankita Cullum and Ellen Ratner right after this break.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken in Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Welcome back back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. The phone numbers to call in and get into the conversation are, as always, 855-200-1776. Extension 2. Get you live on air into the conversation. I love saying that. Get your cup of coffee, some common sense. And one of the most commonsensical gals that I know is on the line with me right now. It's Ellen Ratner. How you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Leon.
Good morning. Good morning. I got a couple of things I want to talk with you about. First thing is the prayer breakfast, the national prayer breakfast.
The president did exactly the right thing at the prayer breakfast, and you guys who want to say that he went overboard and he shouldn't have connected what they did when during the Inquisition and things like that with Christianity are just wrong.
Okay, so let me ask you, how does that move the ball forward? How do we?
Because you know what, a lot of stuff is done in the name of religion that's not cool, and I think the president is right in saying to people, "Hey, look, we haven't always been perfect as Christians or Jews or whoever we are either."
Okay.
I have had talk show hosts tell me this morning, well, don't you think he's a Muslim? I mean, give me a break. He was listen, you know something? The woman I am married to, and I know that makes you right-wingers absolutely insane, but the woman I'm married to, she was raised Catholic, but her family is from the Inquisition. They were kicked out of Spain in 1492, which means because Spain has gay marriage, I'm going to be allowed back into Spain at some point. But we have her Inquisition records and from her family back from 500 years ago. And this was all done in the name of God. Well, that's wrong.
Okay, Ellen, and I'm not disputing anything that you said there, but the last time I checked, and from a recent memory, Christians aren't killing up 2,000 folks over there in Africa. We're not destroying whole villages or raping little boys or putting suicide vests on little girls or beheading people or lighting them on fire.
I am in Africa, and I will tell you that I don't consider them Christians, but Joseph Kony with the Lord's Resistance Army considers himself a Christian, and he's doing all of that. So sometimes things are being done in the name, even these people are not Christians by yours and my standards, but they're doing things under the name of God, and that's just wrong.
Do they, this guy in the Lord's Army, is he, when he does his atrocious behavior, does he say, you know, in Christ's name?
He sure does. He sure does.
Are you kidding me?
He's a bad guy. Look up Joseph Kony, Lord's Resistance Army. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. He does it in the name of Christianity, of religion, and God, and he's crazy.
Well, that is unacceptable, and point
to
you,
Al. No, the good old United States is trying to take them out. Thank God.
Good deal, and that's another thing that I wanted to make sure that I don't know when he was standing there and he was speaking and this is a prayer breakfast and we got all of the stuff that's going on in the world and you revert back to you know slavery and that sort of thing. What he doesn't say though is that it was Christian blood that washed away, in my opinion, that blight that was our slavery years. I mean, those weren't Muslims. Those weren't Klansmen that went to the South and fought in those cities and lost all that blood and the treasure of the Union. Those were good Christian guys. So we're not the nation that I. That needs to be knocked down a peg, in my opinion. We're not the nation that needs to get off our high horse.
It's kind of like the genocide with the Armenians, the people that Turkey doesn't want to talk about. We have to set history correct, and I think the president did a great job of that yesterday, and he called it for what it is. Why shouldn't he?
Oh, man, I guess we got to agree to disagree.
We are going to disagree. You can get all the callers about how evil I am from my point of view, but that's fine.
Oh, Ellen, nobody's going to do that. I do want to ask you, So who is your trusted news anchor now that, you know, Brian Williams?
Well, you know something? I have to tell you, this is going to be absolutely horrible. Brian Williams, right? I didn't even really know who he was because I don't watch network TV. I watch Fox News Channel, and sometimes I watch some of the other channels. But, you know, what can I say?
So you're a big Megyn Kelly fan, are you? That's what I got out of that.
Megyn's a great human being.
Nice,
my favorite.
Greta's your favorite. Wow.
Well, Greta's my favorite because we have the same love for South Sudan.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. Giving Hearts Day is next Thursday. And I know that, you know, Goats for the Old Goat is one of your big pet projects.
Right. We have, by the way, I do want to push that a little. These are Swarovski crystal hearts. They're made by women in South Sudan in our post-traumatic stress project. And these women have all seen somebody killed in front of them. I'm wearing one now. I never take mine off. And there's still time if you want to go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to order one and give one to your daughter, to your mother, to your wife, your sweetheart, whoever you want to give one to. And they're on the website and we'd love to sell them to you. And all the money, every single cent of it goes to the women.
Good deal. And that's what I wanted to promote. You know, Giving Hearts, I think it doubles the donation or something like that. So I wanted to get all of those really good charities out there to the folks.
Ours is the best, I hate to say it.
Yeah, I got to say, I was on that.
GoatsfortheOldGoat.com. You can give a goat, but we really want you to buy hearts this week.
Buy hearts this week.
And
you got it right.
Crystal hearts. I take the crystals over to South Sudan, and I bring them back.
Okay. Good
Made
deal.
By the women.
Good deal. And I'm going to put that
by
on
the way,
my...
I want to just say one other thing. Before, these women made the hearts, they ate every other day. Now they have enough money to eat every day.
That's awesome. And that's one of the reasons why I like talking to Ellen, because she actually she's actually been over there in the Sudan, helping these folks out. And they don't get a lot of friendly faces over there, man.
No,
so,
you're going
to
have to talk to me by satellite phone because on the 14th, which is Valentine's Day, I'm going to go there for 5 weeks.
Okay. I might have to get my wife one of those crystals for a Valentine's
Day. Well,
that's
right. Go to Goats for the Old Goat and go to shop, although it's on the front page now.
Okay. So one other thing. Obama is planning on rolling out his new defense agenda. And there's talk that he wants to petition to use force against ISIS. What do you think is going to come of that?
The problem with using force against ISIS right now is that they're very cagey, canny, and, you know, is it going to be
tactics
like us? Going with the, you know, red coats of the American Revolution. If we're going to defeat ISIS, we're going to have to really figure out on a head basis how to get inside their heads and figure out how they function.
And if we're getting into their heads and figuring out how they, I don't know. I don't think that it's, I think it's as simple as, you know, put boots on the ground, get over there, kick in doors, and drag them out.
Boots on the ground didn't do us a whole lot of good in Afghanistan or Iraq, did it?
Well, the reason, the way we were fighting that war, I think, is the reason we didn't win that war. I think we go in with some good old-fashioned World War II mentality, you know,
good
as
luck,
we approach.
My friend. I wish you were right.
Thanks, Ellen. As always, Ellen Radner. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club with Mark the Freedom Poet right after this break.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is the Common Sense Club. Got a couple. I got some of the calls on the red line. Just want to put it out there. When you call in, you leave it on the red line. Keep it clean, man. I mean, come on now. Can't play some of that stuff on there. I mean, my goodness. This is family-friendly radio. Come on. 855-200-1776. That's the phone number to get you live on air into the conversation with me and Mark, the Freedom Poet, who is, I mean, you're going to be here on Sunday, right?
Yeah, I got a great, probably 5 hours over the Methodist Church.
Good deal. And what are you going to be doing over there outside of the obvious spaghetti feed?
Yeah,
you know, that whole
great
thing.
You know, imagine Patriot pastor Italian Dave Motta is going to be making spaghetti for everybody. And, you know, it doesn't cost $23. It's a free will thing. So,
yeah,
you know, if you're kind of hurting, come and eat and put in whatever you want for the thing. No cover charge for this event. I have compressed probably a 6-hour program on American a godly heritage and the Constitution down to 2 50-minute segments at 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 8th, this Sunday. Going to talk about the incredible God's plan for America, his hand in it, the how the founding fathers were educated, bulletproof George Washington, the miracle of Squanto, all of the Christ bearer Columbus, all of this kind of stuff that is not even taught in a lot of schools and colleges, and about the Mayflower Compact, about the promises these guys made to each other.
Hang on a sec. You're telling me that America had a godly heritage, that we have some sort of a Judeo-Christian founding. That is just foreign to me, man. What's going on there? Is that what you're saying to me?
I must be crazy.
You must be a little bit, man.
So,
explain that to me.
Well, we know there's 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, and they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor honor. And if they would have lost the Revolutionary War, that was really a declaration of war against the strongest nation in the world. They were either crazy or they had a lot of faith. John Adams, who became the second president of the United States, wrote a letter to Abigail. He said, I am strangely confident that we will prevail because 3 million Americans are on their knees today. They declared war against the greatest navy where power was projected all over the world. The King George III was valiant. The Redcoats were famous all over the world. And they took them on because they believe all men are created equal.
Yeah.
That means equal to the kings, equal to the nobility. There is no nobility, no classes. We're all equal. And they did that because of inspiration from the Bible. And we know what churches they went to. We know that the first in the Bill of Rights was freedom of religion because they had suffered. You know, like a lot of the left and Obama talks about the some of the Inquisition and some of the intolerance, like the King's religion, the Anglican religion.
Yeah.
You know, you had both the Puritans that settled Massachusetts and the Separatists that settled Plymouth Colony that fought for religious freedom. That was the prime directive, man. Christian specific religious freedom.
And the thing that's sad is now we see this all across America, and case after case after case, religious liberties are under attack. We see that couple that did not want to make the cake, you know, because you know it was a gay couple, and they, you know, their religion tells them that, you know, it's man and woman, that's the marriage thing, and we see they were persecuted because of that. Their bakery had to shut down. They were like, you know what? We can't go through this and have our business come through whole on the other side. They were essentially shut down. The folks with the wedding chapel that said, hey, there's a lot of chapels in this area. You can go to each and every one of those chapels and they'll accommodate you. But we don't do that sort of thing here. And they're drugged through the court system, man. They essentially shut those people down.
You know, there was a guy in South Dakota that raised the exact, actually introduced a bill like that, a friend of mine, Phil Jensen, and they accused him of being a member of the Ku Klux Klan. And irony of that is he has adopted a Native American girl, and he had a black man stand up for him in his wedding. And he supports Ben Carson for president, and he's KKK. But I said, you know, you can't ever do that by yourself again. When you want to stand up against such a volatile issue, you got to put together a coalition. So that's what they're working. They're actually working on the Article 5 amendment to traditional marriage in South Dakota right now, and I'm teaching them how to do that.
Article 5. Whenever I bring that subject up, good gravy. We got to get on air and talk about that. Not now.
No, but I am going to be talking about that in the ABCs of the Constitution, 50-minute segment at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, we kind of got away from
and then,
that.
And then at 5, I'm going to do the plan to save America. And I'll tell you what, it's got some words in it. Commitment. I mean, RSVP has got to matter. These founding fathers, they prayed for each other every day. Both John and Sam Adams were astounded at unity. You got these wild New Englanders getting along with the slave-owning South in Georgia and North Carolina. They could the unity could only be accredited to answered prayer.
Yeah.
They said most of the women of the Revolution were praying every day. We know George Washington prayed every night from 9 to 10 and many times during the day.
Let's talk about commitment, though.
Yeah.
Me and some hearty band of grassroots patriots, we were having this discussion about, you know, getting folks just to get involved. And we're talking about commitment. What did these guys put on the line for this this call to liberty, this call for freedom, and this Republic? What did they put on the line?
Their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And it really meant that if they would have lost the Revolution, and they would have, had not George Washington been this Moses, this genius, this strong, immaculate leader, humble man, humble like Moses. Without him, we would have lost. Then the penalty was to be hung until unconscious, revived.
Listen to this
and
now. Listen.
This is high treason. They were all guilty of high treason, all 56. Remember, Ben Franklin said to Little John Adams,
Johnny, we'd best hang together. We should all hang
separately, right?
Well, not only hang, but then get woke up and dismembered and then burnt and,
wow.
then, and then disseminated all over the place. So there would be no martyrs' graves, no honor, nothing but shame and dissipation.
And so knowing all that, wow, that's just knowing all that, they still committed to the cause of liberty, still committed.
Individual freedom.
Yeah.
The train of abuses had gotten so long. And they had lived in America since the early, 1700s. And they were independent, fierce, tough men that had fought and carved out a life for themselves.
Yeah.
And they didn't want the king to pick their governors and tell them what church they had to go. And many of them, like Franklin and the Adams boys and Ben Rush, a lot of them wanted to abolish slavery right there. And they weren't even allowed to have an abolition society. The king wouldn't give them that charter.
Ah.
But they had to all be Anglican.
Right.
No matter if they're Baptist or Quaker, whatever they were.
And see, and when we were talking about commitment and, that whole cause, we were talking about something, getting folks fired up and getting involved and make a commitment, man.
Do you know three people who love God and country? Promise to pray for them each day and them pray for you and then have them find three more and three more. And when you say you're going to come to something, come.
Yeah.
Make your RSVP like George Washington said. Don't say you're going to do something unless you're going to do it. Now, anybody can have an accident or something, but we got to elevate our commitment of our word. And you see, volunteers have come to the point where they're soft. They just, I might show up. No, we can't have Mike anymore. We're at war. We're losing. So one person who knows three who love God and country and pray for each other every day, mark it on a calendar, and three more, and they know three, that's 40 people.
Right.
10 people can turn out 400. Now, wouldn't that be kind of sweet to have 400 show up at the next Freedom Club meeting?
That'd be awesome,
committed,
man.
To faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. Make a covenant like the people that started Plymouth Colony or the people that signed the Declaration of Independence. I am praying for several people every day, and that matters to them, and it strengthens our friendship.
Right. I totally agree. If you never heard Mark speak, you gotta come on Sunday. He's got a 3-part seminar going on at 3:00, America's Godly Heritage, Attack on Religion, man. That's what's going on right now in America right now. You wouldn't even think we had a godly heritage, to let the liberals tell it, but we do. And Mark is going to be there and he's going to walk us through our godly heritage. Brilliant. I will be there. My family will be there.
Super.
And then at 4, you got the ABCs of the Constitution. If you asked,
gets a Constitution, too, thanks to Bob Liebach.
And we need that. I mean, if you ask, I think it's 3 out of 4 millennials couldn't name their state senator, one state senator. They couldn't name them. And that shows you how far down that rabbit hole we've come, how far away from civics we've come. So you've given us the ABCs of the Constitution, along with, is it a pocket constitution?
It's the Cato one, the beautiful purple
nice.
One. It's got this great description, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the other 27 amendments.
Yep.
And it's just got some great filler. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm so thankful to Bob Liebach, and he's bought hundreds of these for me.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. I like the guy. We got to have him in one day.
He's a great commodity broker, too. He's just a neat guy
good
up in
deal.
Grand Forks. Yeah.
Good deal. And then after that, we got the plan to save our republic. And that's
five. I know we can do it.
Oh, yeah. I believe.
My first book was Threefold Plan to Save America.
Oh, the book. We can
and then after the spaghetti dinner, I'm doing my concert, doing songs and poetry from To America with Love, a Song, and a Sword. Look at this thing. I got the Betsy Ross flag,
nice.
The cross in the middle. See, that's the cover of the book. And then the cross.
I'm still waiting on my signed copy, man. So I'm just saying, I'm putting that out there.
But look at that sword. That's my guitar laying on that Betsy Ross.
Cool? Is pretty awesome. To America with Love, a Song, and a Sword. This is Mark's next book. It's all you already got these.
No, that one's already out. Yep,
printed out.
Dave Racer, the publisher, is coming up here, And
he's bringing a truckload of books,
right? So, and there's some space in the back. I also do custom poetry, and it's half price on my custom poetry of people. There's going to be no charge for this. My life's work, 51 years, these poems and songs have been being written. That's, you know, I spoke to a bunch of kids. I was older than most of their parents. Anyway, that's at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a great time on the 8th.
Good deal. I'll be there. Hope to see you guys there on the 8th, Sunday, February 8th, 3 o'clock. Join me, Mark the Freedom Poet, Dave Mata, bunch of other great folks. We'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome Welcome back. This is the final segment of the Common Sense Club, and every Friday we're going to start doing this whole new segment where we have Steve from Steve Sports Saturday and Dustin on, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to go on tomorrow, Saturday. They're going to be broadcasting live from the Fargo Dome, so that's exciting. And what are you going to talk about tomorrow, Steve?
Talk about pancakes and sausage, first of all, Leon.
Carving up,
57th annual Kiwanis Pancake Carnival, and nobody serves up breakfast like they do at the Kiwanis Club, that's for sure. The Fargo Dome, 7 to 7 tomorrow, and we want to see a lot of folks come out there. So make sure you support the Kiwanis tomorrow. Head on out 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Fargo Dome. $8, all you can eat, pancakes, sausage, orange juice, milk, and coffee. Will be a great time, and that's where we'll be tomorrow doing the show.
When you say all you can eat, now is that like you put on your Zubas and your stretchy
that's
pants,
right,
and you go out there,
forgiving,
you give
clothes,
a lazy book.
Yep. Sensible clothing, sensible shoes, because you'll weigh a couple pounds more when you leave than when you came
for sure.
In, but that's the whole point. So, so it's going to be fun. Dustin and I will be out there, and we'll probably round up a few people just walking by and make them come on the radio with us, or we'll steal their pancakes.
So what are you going to be talking about? What issues, hard-hitting sports issues are you going to be talking about tomorrow? Dustin?
Well, we'll get into Brian Williams and his past athletic things that he's lied about. We'll get into hard-hitting stuff like that.
No, George O'Leary's resume.
It'll be our first chance to talk about the crazy Super Bowl that happened on Sunday. Obviously, recruiting is a big topic right now after Wednesday's National Signing Day, so we'll talk with NDSU football coach Chris Kleiman and also Dragons football coach Steve Lacqua about their recruits and how they're looking to head into spring. We'll also probably chat some UND hockey. They're doing very well. Had a big split last week against Nebraska Omaha, and the women's UND hockey team has a really big matchup against the Gophers, and they're expecting a full house up north this weekend.
Good deal. Did you hear this story about Grand Forks being named the top hockey town in the United States?
I didn't hear the story, but good for them. I have nothing against that.
Are you guys going to talk about that a little bit? You know, to pump up Grand Forks?
I don't know how much into UND hockey I'll get. They're doing well on the ice right now. I don't know if my soul can take talking much more UND hockey than that. But
wait a minute.
We reached out to Brad Schlossman, and we'll see if he can join us too, because he's the expert on UND hockey.
Well, you can love UND, you can hate UND, it doesn't matter, but you've got to respect what they do up there. And the reason they're talking about Grand Forks as Hockey Town USA is because of what they do at UND. And they've had a phenomenal program, great history. We don't need to recoup all of, or recap all of that, because it's just documented that it's the real deal. And it is one of the coolest things in the country to see how a town of the size of Grand Forks has supported that program and what that means to that community. It's really cool. Now, I'm a Gopher hockey fan, so my loyalties are a little to the south and the east, but we can respect them and we can sure appreciate what they've done up
there.
And
we can also start a nice debate on it between the two states. If
there is no
to.
Nice debate, Dustin, we can try.
Who's going to be Hockey Town USA? Because I'm sure there's a lot of cities in Minnesota right now, if they're hearing this broadcast, that are thinking, right, Grand Forks is Hockey Town USA, and they'd invite you to come on over to see what they got going on.
I just want to point out that I knew something that was sports-related that Dustin did not know about that Hockey Town USA Grand Forks. I just
Leon,
want to point
your
that out.
Research acumen knows no bounds, man, I'm telling you.
Al Michaels, any thoughts on the whole Al Michaels saying the twin used the fake crowd noise and that sort of thing in the 87?
I mean, that dome was really loud.
Okay.
And I've been in the dome, it's been really loud, but people that were there say it was crazier than anything they've ever heard. I don't doubt that they did a lot of crowd noise, but it didn't help anybody pitch a ball or hit one, so big deal.
I think he said something to the fact that it sounded like a bunch of Scandinavian James Browns in there. Did you hear that quote at all?
No, but I'd love to hear that.
Well, I don't think I have a problem with the quote. I just what does it do bringing it up? There's nothing that's going to be.
Yeah, it's not like football. Where it gets in the way of
understand
making
why
play
he,
calls.
You know, was he asked a question specifically about it? Why did it even get brought up in conversation? It's kind of a topic.
What I've heard, his book wasn't all that interesting. So maybe he felt like he needed to do something to get people talking about him.
Okay.
At least it's not Brian Williams, where he's making up stories about shoppers getting shot down.
Yeah, he was there. Brian Williams, he threw out the first pitch. at the 87. No, I'm kidding. I'm trying to bring that.
Well,
to
you had me for a minute. I was like, really? I don't remember that.
They have these like Where Is Waldo Brian Williams pictures popping up everywhere. It's really funny. But you guys, so you guys are going to broadcast live 7 o'clock. You're not going to broadcast at 7 o'clock, right?
No, our show's from 9 to 11, but we'll be there ahead of time, maybe flipping some pancakes and saying hi to people. So
you're going
to
have an apron on. I am coming to see that.
When I put an apron on, Leon, it's a freedom like I've never known before.
I'm going to put it on Instagram, though.
Just don't let my wife see it, or she'll say, "What? You're good in somebody else's kitchen, but you don't do anything in mine."
You're in a little trouble.
So,
yeah,
I might. Yeah.
So is it the Kiwanis, pancake and sausage?
Yeah, they support a million charitable causes in the community: rape and abuse crisis center, Boy Scouts, disabled adults. It's really a wonderful cause, and it's their big fundraiser of the year. So we'd encourage everybody to come out and enjoy the day there. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to see people you know, and you can stop by and say hi to us on the air even.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. Anything else you want to add, Dustin?
Just the tickets can be purchased in advance at Hornbacher's, Fargo Glass and Paint, Strauss Clothing, Wimmer's Diamonds at the West Acres location, IHOP, and at the Fargo Dome for $7. Tickets at the door are going to be $8.
So if you can eat, and I know I can, come on down to the Fargo Dome in the morning, 7 o'clock, all you can eat, pancakes and sausage. I am going to test that. Man, I'm going to test it. Stay tuned for What's on Your Mind, Scott and Todd, right after this.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.